Thank you for that introduction. Like you said, my name is Stephen Hall. I'm a master's student under Dr. Darren Dodds at Mississippi State University. And today I'd like to talk about the impact that row spacing and variety have on cotton fruit distribution and yield. Fruit distribution in cotton can be characterized as either sympodial or monopodial branches, which is fruiting branches or vegetative branches. And to break down the fruiting branches, you can go through first, second, and third position bowls out from the main stem. Fruit distribution in cotton can be impacted by many different things like variety, herbicide, and planting patterns. Huff et al. 2010 saw that variety, the earlier maturing varieties, impacted the overall fruit distribution of the upper part of the plant. And herbicide Buell in 2018 saw that dicamba can also affect the vegetative growth in some varieties. Row spacing traditionally has been 97 to 102 centimeters in Mississippi and much of the Mid-South. Growers have started to utilize a 76 centimeter row spacing for equipment accommodations when they are planting corn and soybeans in the operation to help accommodate for tractors, sprayers, planters. The only thing that you would have to have different would be obviously a picker versus a combine. And the 76 centimeter row spacing also helps aid in a faster canopy closure. Research has shown that narrow row spacings can produce equal and even greater yields than our traditional row spacings that we have used in the past. Solid planting is what has been used mainly in Mississippi and much of the Mid-South, and that is planting. Solid planting is planting every row, and it allows for a faster canopy closure. The 2-1 skip is planting two rows, skipping the next, planting two rows, and skipping the next. And the 2-1 skip has kind of seen a resurgence in popularity due to the rising cost of inputs such as seed and other down-the-row inputs. And the 2-1 skip helps try to reduce that input cost. There has also been an interest in moving to a skip row to help mitigate diseases such as target spot, to try to help get the airflow through the canopy and try to help mitigate that disease presence. And it also helped reduce the input cost And for this study, we kind of just wanted to look at to help reduce the input, see what we could do to help reduce input cost and to help kind of effective. And we wanted to evaluate the impact of row spacing, planting patterns, and variety on cotton fruit partitioning and seed cotton yield. For this experiment, we had four locations: Starkville, Mississippi, Stoneville, Mississippi, Belmont, Alabama, and Jackson, Tennessee. The plot dimensions for the study were: we have eight rows by 12.2 meters long, and the narrow rows we had 6.1 meters wide, and the wide rows were 7.7 meters wide, and each location had four replications. The experimental design for this study was a randomized complete block with three factors. The first factor being that we had two varieties, phytogen 350 and phytogen 400. The second factor being we had two row spacings, a 76 centimeter row spacing and a 97 centimeter row spacing. The third factor being we had two planting patterns, a 2x1 skip row pattern and a solid planted row pattern. Data collection at pre-harvest, we took plant height, node count, and node above crack bowl counts immediately prior to defoliation. And then we took box mapping data immediately prior to machine harvest yields. And then obviously we took the machine harvest seed cotton yield. For the box mapping data, we used the guidelines set forth by Jenkins et al. 1990, and we collected all the plants in a 3-meter row section. And then for each plant, we hand harvested the bowls and then associated those bowls with the main stem node and fruiting position. The number of bowls, seed cotton weight at each position, and total seed cotton yield were all determined by that process. We also used the vegetative branches and separated them out and added them to the total weight. The seed cotton weights were analyzed horizontally and vertically. And with the horizontally analyzed, we looked at the first position, second position, and third position. And vertically, we had three zones. The zone one saw that every fruiting position between nodes 5 and 8 were in zone one. Every fruiting position for nodes 9 through 12 were zone two. And every fruiting position for nodes 13 and above were considered zone three. All data were subject to analysis of variance in by prop mix procedure in SAS. And the means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD with an alpha of equal to 0.05. I'd like to get into the results and discussion part right here. And I'm first going to set up this graph that we have. The bottom part is, or the x-axis is row spacing when pulled over variety and planting pattern. And the y-axis is the centimeters for the plants of in the plots. We saw that the narrow row spacings had a 10 centimeter height difference than that of the wide row 97 centimeter row spacing. We also saw that the node counts were significantly higher in the narrow rows versus the wide rows of the 97 centimeter row spacings. This graph we saw we had for the node above crack bowl counts, we used node above crack bowl for maturity to determine maturity, and then there was an interaction that impacted that was between row spacing and planting pattern, and we saw that the 97 centimeter solid, the 76 centimeter solid, and the 76 centimeter 2-1 skip, there wasn't any differences. We saw that there was an impact made between the 97 centimeter solid and the 97 centimeter skip row, with about half a node difference in between there, which can equal to about 2 to 3 days in delayed maturity when you look at the hidden units for the Mississippi and the Mid-South. And to get into the fruiting zone, the horizontal fruiting zone percent, we saw that for position one, we saw 60 to 56%. For position two, roughly about 20%. And then we saw a difference at position three with the skip row having a slightly higher percentage at the position three node, at position three bowls than the solid. And then for the vegetative, we saw it was about 16 to 17% when the pattern was pulled across row spacing and variety. When row spacing was pulled across pattern and variety, we saw that position one had 56 to 60% of position one bowls, and then about 20% position two bowls, and then roughly 5% position three bowls. But we saw a pretty significant difference in the vegetative production for the row spacing. We saw that the 76% had a 19.4% of vegetative bowls, and the wide 97 centimeter rows had a 14.4% for that. And these are the weights that are associated with those percentages. For the vertical fruiting zone percent, we saw that when pattern was pulled across variety and row spacing, we saw that zone one had about roughly 31 to 32% and roughly 40% for zone two, and then for zone three it was 11 to 12% for that. And then for when row spacing was pulled across variety and pattern, we saw that zone one was about 31 to 32%. And then for zone two, we saw a little bit of a difference with the 97 centimeter rows having a slightly higher percentage than the narrow rows of 76 centimeters, with it being 41 for the 97 and 38.6 for the 76. For zone three, it was roughly about 11 to 12% for that. And these are the weights that correspond with those percentages. set up this graph, we had these solid, we had the planting pattern pulled over row spacing and variety. We saw that on the y-axis we have seed cotton yield per seed cotton yield kilogram per hectare. And then we saw that the solid planted rows had a slightly higher yield than the 2-1 skip. And to get into discussing to reiterate the results, row spacing had an impact on cotton on height and node count at defoliation. Note above crack bowl counts were impacted by an interaction between row spacing and planting pattern. Row spacing and planting pattern impacted fruit distribution. 56 to 60% of the total cotton weight was located at position one. These numbers disagree with what Huff et al. Found in 2010. They had found that it was about 70%, and we saw that it was about 56 to 60%. For position two, it was about 19 to 20%, 4 to 5% for position three. Both of those agree with Huff et al. 2010. And then for the vegetative, we saw that it was 16 to 17% for the vegetative branches, and this disagrees with what Huff et al. Found, with it being about 10% higher at the vegetative branches. The solid planted cotton produced the greatest yield due to more seed cotton at first position bowls located in zones one and two. In conclusion, just to kind of wrap it up, height and node and at defoliation were impacted by row spacing. Node above crack bowl was impacted by interaction of row spacing and planting pattern. Fruit zone weight and percent of seed cotton was impacted by row spacing and planting pattern. Yield was impacted by planting pattern. Future research, we would like to continue to evaluate the impact of row spacing and planting patterns have on the new cotton varieties that are coming to the market, and to evaluate the impact that row spacing and planting patterns have on input costs. We're going to get with an economist back at Mississippi State and kind of see what we can get from that, and then also to evaluate the impact that row spacing and planting patterns have on disease mitigation. And I would like to thank everybody that had something to do with this experiment this year. I would also like to thank Phytogen Cottonseed for funding this experiment. With that, I'll take any questions. The Starkville location and the Stoneville location were bedded areas, and the Belmina and the Jackson, Tennessee locations were flat. Yes, sir.
How did you harvest the 30-inch cotton?
We actually have a modified a picker that is it's a bagging picker. It's modified to help pick plots, and we can roll the heads down a little bit to accommodate for the 30-inch cotton.
Well, the reason I ask that is because when we tried this several years ago at Stoneville, the problem we ran into was 30-inch beds. We couldn't get a tractor tire down through there, and then we couldn't harvest it. Now, the skip row offers that opportunity.
Yes, sir.
If you run picker tires in the skips, mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The same population for both.
He asked, "This is a plant. This is the same population for both row widths." Yes, we adjusted the planting, the seeding rate, for just for the population per acre. Yes, sir.
Same PGR treatment, I guess.
Oh yes, sir. Same thing was done across all treatments. As far as he asked if there was any irrigation used on any of them, the only irrigated location was the Stoneville location. Everything else, the Starkville location, the Belmina location, and the Jackson location, were all dry land.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir. Well, the only reason why we only reported seed cotton data I'll be honest with you that we haven't gotten around to ginning our samples that
we are going to go
ahead and do that.